I was in good frame of mind. I felt good warming up. We had torrential rain, which didn't help, but it was the same for everybody, so that's no excuse. And I don't know, if my last 50 was better than it should have been, then I would have been third, you know. But it's fine, at least I qualified and hopefully avoid lane one. I don't know when we'll find out, but if I can avoid lane one, I'm still in the mix. I've ran an Irish record from lane two, and, you know, I don't have a problem. Well, I'll run from any lane, but I'd rather lane two. I've done everything I can, you know. I just have to let it roll now, you know. I'm 24 hours to recover, and I'm back and relax in the room with Mr. Gillick, and we'll both come out tomorrow and give it a go, and what else can you do? It's still going to be tight, I think, you know. It's not going to be anything ridiculous to win a medal, so you know, hopefully I can. I say it again, it's important that I get lane two, but I'll run from any lane, which I'd love lane. I don't know what Christian Malcolm ran there, but if I can just get in the mix off the bend, you know, then I've got to trust my strength up the straight, you know. It wasn't great there today, but maybe with the 24 hours recovery, that will help, you know. So tomorrow's another day. You know, I said there earlier that I've ran in races where people have come back the second day who've I beaten on the first day and beaten me, you know, and especially when there's 500-600 in it, you know, it's not much. And I know that Mbanjuk was running right to the line there, just like I was, so 500s is nothing, so I know I can take him. And Marlon I've beaten many times in the past, and I've beaten Christian in the past as well, you know, so maybe it'll be revenge for the Olympics, but we'll see. Now, the race is going to be full of big race runners, you know. The 200 metres has moved on, so it's good to be part of that. And but I'd like to think my experience is there, and I've experienced a lot of near misses in the past, which I'd like to think have made me tough, you know. And hopefully I can use that experience. The dream about championship finals, you know, be it world or European, and you know, tomorrow is what you train for, so I look forward to it. I'm going to enjoy every minute of it, no matter where I finish. That's the most important thing.